and now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning, Dave Clemens here with my friend Sarah Mankey. She's the executive director for Thrive Central Oregon. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for coming in again. It's been a hot minute.
It has.
You've been busy?
Yes, always very busy at Thrive Central Oregon.
And let's talk about that. What is Thrive?
We are a nonprofit organization. I'm actually the founder. We started about 9 years ago with the idea of increasing access to housing and community resources to people that need it. So our work is now has grown since it was just me. There are 17 of us providing services across Central Oregon out of libraries and other community spaces, and really just working to connect people to the resources they need. About 80% of the time, housing is what people are after. And so we're just helping folks that have really low income or maybe fixed income find and connect to the housing that meets their needs.
Okay, so you're kind of the middleman. Someone comes to you and says, look, I'm this is what I'm looking for, and I need help because I have these challenges. And you go, right. Oh, well, you know who can help you? Now, let me hook you up with so-and-so and help you with that process?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, that's a really good point. Our work is resources. So we are really working to bridge the gap between what resources are available. So like in this example, housing, like bridge the gap between people that would benefit from affordable housing or benefit from, say, subsidized housing where rent is based on your income, benefit from maybe shared housing, any of those kinds of things, but it can be hard to navigate and hard to find that housing, as we all experience in some way in Central Oregon. So Thrive's job is to know what's available and then work with the individuals that come meet with us to connect them to what their goals are, what they're after.
And finding housing in Central Oregon seems like every year gets a little worse, right?
Yes and no. At Thrive Central Oregon, we love housing. So if you've seen our bumper sticker, you see that. There really are a lot of resources. And our housing authority, Housing Works, has done an amazing job of growing those resources. So our region has just dozens of affordable housing complexes and several more subsidized complexes, like I mentioned, that are based on income. And then our housing authority also provides those housing vouchers that folks can use to get into fair market rentals at an affordable rate. So there really are a lot of options. And we know that the population and the need is growing faster than those options. But it's pretty impressive what is available here. And so we're working to capitalize on that and make sure people know what's available and help them with their applications and their move-in fees and all that kind of stuff so that they can be housed safely.
What's the best way for someone to get a hold of you if they want to start a conversation with you and find out about resources and figure out where they're at and where they can go?
There are a few ways. So our website, thrivecentraloregon.org, there's a messaging feature there. There's also a schedule of our drop-in sites, and we currently have 13 drop-in sites each week across Central Oregon. So that's Crook, Jefferson, and Deschutes County, including the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. So people can look at that drop-in site schedule and then see what's close to them. Go to one of those drop-in sites. We recommend 15 minutes prior to opening. That's when our sign-in sheet goes out, and they can sign up for a one-on-one 30-minute time slot with one of our advocates. If a schedule like that doesn't work best for someone, they can also call our main line, and we have folks answering the phone each day. We get a lot of phone calls, but if it goes to a voicemail, just leave a message, and we'll call you right back. You can also email us at info@thrivecentraloregon.org, request an appointment, or sometimes the issues that folks are faced with, we can also figure out over email. So there's a few different ways to get a hold of us. I do find that the need is always bigger, greater than we are. We're working hard and providing around 800 meetings per month, but it's not quite enough to keep up with the need. There's a few ways people can get a hold of us, and we definitely want to help.
Okay. Let's talk about this film festival.
April 12th.
What does that have to do with low-income housing?
So our film festival really came from the fact that we have all these meetings, all these times that we get to meet with folks, And we're hearing these stories. We're hearing about the barriers to housing, the successes with housing, the maybe struggle with income, or I don't know, just the different things people are faced with and how they're overcoming those situations to achieve their goals. So we hear these stories, and the stories are pretty amazing and are confidential. So a film festival for us is really a way to tell stories to the greater community about what housing barriers can look like and what housing successes can look like. So our film this year, our films this year, one of them highlights Portland, stories out of Portland about individuals that actually age into homelessness. So getting to a point in their lives where they're not able to keep working and maybe don't have the retirement needed. And so what that looks like to be growing older and become homeless. We have stories from Southern Oregon about the impact on housing from the fires that we had there a few years ago. We have some stories out of California about the challenges and pretty cool successes of students in college that are starting families and trying to balance being a single parent and continuing their college education. So all the different ways that housing can support and bolster those individuals, those are three of the kind of main stories in our film that we'll be talking about on film night, on movie night.
And where is movie night? Where does it happen at?
Movie night's at the Tower Theater. So it's our beautiful theater in downtown Bend. It's on Saturday, April 12th. Doors open at 6:00. Films start at 7:00. It's a really fun night. It's really engaging. My whole team is there. So we're just excited to meet our community, share with them the work we're doing, give people a better idea of what housing and security can look like, and all the great programs that are happening in Central Oregon to support people when they're in that situation.
Okay. Well, our time together went by so fast this morning.
It always does.
I appreciate you coming in. I've been talking to my friend Sarah Mankey. She's the executive director for Thrive Central Oregon Film Festival on Saturday, April 12th. Give us a website again.
Absolutely. ThriveCentralOregon.org. Come join us.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.